in November, voters narrowly rejected a $196 million plan for a major makeover and addition to Albany High School. A trip back to the drawing board resulted in a reformulated plan to rebuild the existing facility over a staggered number of years at a slightly reduced cost. Here's a preview of tomorrow's revote. Despite the closeness of the November vote and the low turnout overall, Albany School Board Vice President Sue Adler said at the time she believed the school will be rebuilt.
We still have a dire need for a new high school, and that's one of the reasons that we have not spent large amounts of money while still maintaining it.
The condition of the building's roof has been cited time after time as the most compelling reason to hold the controversial February 9 vote.
The story started 40-some-odd years ago when the original Albany High School that we're talking about was built. Poorly designed, poorly built, and has been a problem ever since.
County Comptroller Mike Connors suggests the board has not spent money wisely.
The building advisor said that you couldn't put a new roof on the building during the summer if you didn't have the vote in February. You know, that's a wonderful false flag to raise, but the roof should have been repaired years ago. You know, the school district had no trouble putting a brand new football field in for $2.2 million, but then they don't repair the roof. So you have to wonder, the same board that didn't take care of preventive maintenance or routine maintenance or the repairs that the building needed now want to spend $180 million so we're able to repair the roof this summer? Doesn't make sense.
Connor says an April 19th vote, the day of the New York presidential primary, would make more sense. He's running ads on commercial radio urging citizens to vote no, which he hopes will spark turnout despite odds and obstacles involved in the voting process, including locations of polling places, sometimes different than usual spots in any given area. In January, the district launched a campaign to drum up supporters for a second vote at a sparsely attended community forum at the high school, along with tours of the crumbling building. A second forum attracted a huge crowd at Martell's restaurant uptown, where the community clashed with school board representatives. Speakers lined up during a public comment period, demanding a better graduation rate and more accountability from officials, and complaining that taxes are already too high. Mayor Kathy Sheehan says the high school issue needs immediate attention. She backs the rebuilding plan, which will use the maximum amount of available state matching funding. 65% of the bill will be picked up by the state.
And my concern is if we don't do this, then we move into emergency maintenance mode, which I believe will end up costing us more and not allow us to be as strategic about utilizing the state funding sources that we're using. So while I think I understand that it's challenging for people to put their arms around this and look at the tax impact of it, it's really been minimized. And if we want to see our property values grow, if we want to see our city grow, we need to have excellent schools and we need to have a building that is going to provide a great education to our high schoolers and our future workforce.
Those who favor rebuilding Albany High say the tax rate would only rise by a slim amount. Connors disagrees.
That's an absolutely spin master's delight to say that it's only $19. So when you add the $146 of the pre-existing bonds, which will be retired this year, and add the additional $19, the true additional cost for this project is $165 per year. That's not what the school board is having people believe, nor are any of the stories that are being written about it talking about the expiring debt service.
Connors would like to see a brand new school built. He says it could be done in 2 years instead of 9, would not impact the students, and would serve everyone better in the long run. Sheehan says that's easier said than done.
I think that he's got an approach that assumes that we have property somewhere that is available to build a school. That would require the district to go out to acquire property and to actually be able to build an entirely new structure for less than what this proposal envisions. Again, this proposal is maximizing that state match to 65%, and in part that's because of the time that it's going to take in this phased construction. Also, if you look at the cost of this school per student, the square footage per student, this is one of the lowest high school construction projects based on recent high schools that have been built in the region.
In January, Albany School Board President Kenny Bruce told reporters he believed his panel and newly appointed acting school superintendent Kimberly Young Wilkins will have a positive impact on the vote.
We have a brand new board, brand new president. At the moment, I have served for 18 months. There are only two more senior members than me. We are actually trying to set a new direction for the school district, a direction based on higher standards and based on measurable results, not just at the end, at the end of a vision, but interim steps along the way, so we can say we're headed in the right direction. So I believe that the city of Albany will see this as a positive thing.
The final decision rests with voters. There's more at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.